boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Took a little Those Girls in the Afternoon field trip earlier today.
Yes, we did.
And it was actually really cool. We ran to Hy-Vee because we needed to get some donuts.
Don't ask.
You'll find out, you know, whatever. And as we were walking around, we had an employee approach us and was like, oh my gosh, can I get a picture with you guys?
Must be a fan. Thank you
we're
for
like,
listening.
Duh, absolutely.
We love getting our pictures taken
this
with you.
This is awesome. Why not? When we leave the station, I can only imagine that you hear both of our voices and you're like, it's those toddlers. Oh. We're like toddlers in the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
So that was really awesome. We took a picture with her.
Taylor had a steak quesadilla.
I did. Yeah.
That's a great photo. It's Taylor with a steak quesadilla in her.
If I learned anything, it's just to stay true to yourself. And that's what I was doing. Okay. So yes, I was holding my steak quesadilla in that photo. And then as we were self-checking out, one of the other... Or the friend of that employee comes up and was like, oh my gosh, I saw the picture of my friend with you guys that she took. I was like, yeah. She's like, she said you guys are radio people? I was like, yeah, we are. I don't know who you are. I said, you know what? Respect, okay? Because I wish I had that type of confidence. You
yes.
know when you run into somebody and you're like, am I supposed to know who you are?
Mm-hmm.
And you play it off.
Mm-hmm.
I aspire to be this person
yes.
that just can flat out say, who are you? I don't know who you are.
Why is she making a big deal about you? Who are you?
It was great. And then we chit chatted and told her about the show and stuff. And I was like, honestly, humbled me down. That was great. That was awesome.
Hopefully she tunes in.
Or not. That's fine too. I don't blame you.
Well, hopefully we made a friend at Hy-Vee today.
I don't blame you. And I respect you. More than you know.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Can you imagine how nerve-wracking it would be to sit down for dinner with strangers?
No, I'm not doing it. No.
I mean, that's like kind of an intimate thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck together.
I gotta start a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be hard.
There's people doing this for fun.
Fun?
For fun. For funsies as an activity. So this girl on TikTok, I don't know if it's something that's going on around the country or if it was just going on with organizations around there, but it was in Indianapolis and the event was called Dinner with Strangers. So they promoted it as in a world where we're more connected than ever, but often feel isolated, dinner with strangers is here to change that. So they're encouraging people. Yeah, you can scroll through a bunch of strangers on your phone all day, but why not make a connection? So it's a $60 ticket.
Oh my God.
That they paid. And
better be going to a good fund.
Well, and good food, I would hope at least. They had a welcome hour with cocktails and such. And then they had a nice meal, fresh salads and all of the things. And this girl that actually attended the event shared some kind of behind the scenes on her TikTok page. She showed that they received like a sheet of paper that said, get to know the strangers. So you had a list of people's names and it would be like Alex. Ask Alex what he's excited about this spring and what hobbies he's into. Or Kimberly, ask her about her dog, competitive horse racing, or her dream to own a barn and a brewery with her husband. It sounds like they probably filled out mm-hmm. a questionnaire or something mm-hmm. beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then they had some like generic conversation starter ideas on like what looked like playing cards. So one of them was looking back at your education. What's one subject you wish you were offered and why? So I guess if you hit a lull, then you can grab a playing card and be like, oh, let's talk about this. And then at the end, it's kind of cool. They must have ended up getting along or getting to know each other enough that they had kind of like superlatives because she had a certificate that said most likely to go viral, which is kind of funny because then she
That's
posted
cool.
the video on TikTok. So she acted like it was a pretty good time. I just am like kind of sweating even thinking about the experience.
You know what this reminds me of?
What?
That dating show where they brought on strangers to like meet each other. They just made a movie about it and Anna Kendrick starred in it. It was on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. And that ended poorly.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of that movie. It's going to go great the first couple of times, and then they're going to bring a murderer on if they don't do background checks. And then Anna Kendrick will be starring in another movie.
Wow. Yeah, really doo-dooed all over that.
Well, it's because I just don't see the bright in anything.
I guess not.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Those Girls in the Afternoon, 2-year anniversary, our birthday, that is. And we're celebrating with a big slumber party all week long. And we are throwing it way back.
Ouch.
Way back.
Come on.
Hey, she said it first. I'm not being mean. It's Mulholland on with Those Girls in the Afternoon. You remember her. I remember her. I grew up with you.
I would think so. Like, you probably would have had to.
So we got to figure out, how did Mulholland even start in radio? What?
Oh,
how
gosh. Ooh, that's such a good question. Fell into it. I didn't make any plans. A friend of mine in college, she was working part-time for a local station, and I thought it sounded fun. And I'm like, can I come watch you? You know, you could go. Like, here you can't just bring random people, but back in the day, you could just take random people with you to your radio job. And I watched her, and I was like, I would love to do that. How would I do that? And she's like, here, record the weather and something else. And she gave it to her boss, and he hired me part-time.
Stop. Wow. That's all it took?
That's what it took. I mean, I did a lot. I have literally worked every hour of the day. So I've done overnights, I've done mornings, I've done middays, I've done your shift. I've worked every single hour of the day. Oh, part-time, full-time.
24/7.
All kinds of stuff, yeah.
I will say, I know you because of your voice, obviously, still to this day. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have, like, the perfect commercial voice. Did anybody ever tell you that when you started? They're like, oh, duh, like, it's natural to you. No?
No.
I just think of you as the perfect, like, commercial person.
No, I think they just liked me because I said yes and showed up. I was one of those 100%. People, and I would work any hours. I'm like, I love this. I'll do whatever you want.
Mm. Okay, so what does Mo do outside of radio? Because something that a lot of people don't know is you're really into makeup.
I didn't know that until last Christmas.
Yeah, makeup and fragrance are my hobby. That's my hobby. I had a YouTube channel for about a year and
Shut
a half
up.
That I never told anybody about. Claire found it. One day she and I had gone shopping and at Sephora, and I said, I really like this palette. You should get this palette, blah, 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 eyeshadow palette. And she bought it, and evidently later that night she was Googling or on YouTube, and she's like, what can you do with this palette? And she found me.
No
She's
way.
She's like, I needed to talk to you. And I'm like, hi. Yeah, you're the only one who knows. So I don't do that anymore. But that's how into makeup.
Oh my God, I would totally watch your YouTube channel.
Yeah, and then fragrance is just a lifelong love. I mean, I have an extensive fragrance collection, and I know all the niche brands and all that. I'm a nerd.
Oh,
I'm a total
God.
Nerd. Yeah.
Were you doing like tutorials or like reviews?
No, I'm a reviewer.
You're a reviewer.
Reviewer.
That is so, I need you to come back. Hello, Mo on TikTok.
Okay, I gotta know if fragrance is really your thing. Do you have a specific favorite? If you have a whole collection,
I could never, ever, ever.
Okay, then what's
like
the worst
favorite? Oh gosh, I don't know. And you know what? I really wanted to try that pepperoni fragrance from Domino's, but didn't you have to order pizza? Or, I don't know what the deal was with that, but
yeah.
I missed the boat. I miss the pepperoni boat.
Oh my God.
If she wants pepperoni perfume, I don't know what else she's got in her collection.
I am unafraid.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon celebrating our second birthday of being on the Z102.9 airwaves. And we're hanging out with Mulholland from Z102.9's past. But what a lot of people don't know, obviously she used to be on air. According to her, she used to be on every hour.
Not here every hour, but I have worked every hour of the clock in radio in my career, yeah.
But she does commercials. So the commercials you hear, Mo is behind that. So we got to find out a little bit more about that.
So my title, my job title officially is leader of the ad people.
Do we have to salute you?
You too.
You must.
And I'm a little dismayed that you haven't yet. So get on that. Leader of the ad people. And it literally means that I'm in charge of every single commercial that runs on our stations. So that can mean a range of things. But ultimately it means I have to be really really good at three things that have nothing to do with each other, right? I have to be a great writer, I have to be a good voice actor, and I have to be a good audio producer. Those three things have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
And I have to be good at those, but then I also have to be super organized. So that's, it's just that easy.
That does not sound easy. She did not make that sound easy.
No, it is not. Let me just say this. It is not the job most people are clamoring for at a radio station.
So have you, because I know that there are opportunities to like submit your commercials and win awards. Have you ever tried this before?
You know, I have done it. Like Cedar Rapids used to have a thing, and
I didn't know that.
A bunch of awards in Cedar Rapids and whatever. I feel like I was my voice was on one that won maybe a Mercury Award. I don't remember because I'm a freelance voice actor also.
That's
Are
you in anything cool? She's in a movie.
No, I'm not in a movie.
Oh, that'd be so
mostly
cool.
Commercial narration stuff like that. I've done some international stuff. You know, that kind of stuff.
Is it just radio, or are you also on TV?
My voice has been on in a variety of places. TV, web, obviously radio. But my husband and I actually met at a voice acting conference in Chicago.
No way. So wait, he also does it?
Yeah, we were both voice actors. That's how we met.
Stop.
Does he still do it?
We have a studio at home, and he did audiobooks. He did the whole gamut.
What?
But he has like a real job.
Okay.
So he still does it, but not as much.
Have you ever done a book?
I have never done an audiobook.
I think you would be so good as a book.
It's just not my thing.
Why?
Because I'm concise. I'm quick. I don't want to do a book.
Can you imagine Mo reading to you at night?
It's not.
Yeah. I could. And I think
I'm not going to, but.
What would be like your dream? What is the bucket list?
Oh, you know what I think would be really cool? I've always thought this would be really cool to do like the Grammys or whatever and be that voice.
Yeah.
So the disembodied voice who's like, no, da 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 da. Like that would be super fun.
I could see you doing that. Oh,
do you work in your pajamas?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Oh, man. What a dream job.
It is.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I gotta tell you, I look out this window a fair amount. I get distracted. I see a car drive by. I gotta look who it is. But I'm looking an extra amount today because we had a magical moment last night. First of all, it's still light out when we leave, which we love.
Mm-hmm.
And as both of us were getting in our cars last night about 7:05, you go, oh my God, a groundhog.
Is that what you said? Groundhog?
I think it's a groundhog. Over by the shed, there's just the cutest little groundhog.
Like a little puppy.
Little Chuck dude was, there's like a, well, somebody probably should fix it. There's like a hole that he clearly was living in or hanging out in. The cutest little groundhog.
He's living underneath our shed at the moment.
And he was just staring at us, like not moving, a little unsure. We were not making a bunch of noise. And I wanted to go over and take a picture of him. Obviously, he was
I wanted
adorable.
To pet him.
He was very pettable.
Mm-hmm.
But then as I stepped a little bit closer, he went under the shed. Very disappointing. I hope that he sticks around. So I'm keeping my eye out. Like, I've seen groundhogs before. I've seen them cross the street, which is just the cutest stinking thing. I want to know if this guy is like a regular around here.
Oh, if it was just a one-time stopperoo or if he's...
Was he passing through the area or does he live here?
Mm.
We got to find out. I don't know.
We'll be keeping our eyes on the shed to see if Mr. We got to name him.
Our little buddy. Yeah, what... This is something.
This is too early. We are already.
You name something, you get attached.
I know that's the problem. That's why I'm like, do we name it? We're already getting attached.
I think if I can get a photo of him, then maybe we can name him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that proves he sticks around.
Stand by. We've been celebrating all week long with guests for Those Girls in the Afternoon second birthday, and we've got another guest on today. That is Mo Holland from Z102.9's Past, and we're gonna play a fun game of we're gonna ask each other what is our biggest radio screw ups, because we know Mo has been on the radio before. I don't know if she's got any screw ups she's ever had, but we're gonna start with Those Girls first. I already know mine.
Go ahead, spill.
I was doing what we call a live broadcast, okay, and they were doing a meat sale.
Okay. It sounds good so far.
And it was right before Thanksgiving, okay?
Okay.
And I was telling the listeners to put on your Thanksgiving pants.
Stretchy pants.
Stretchy pants is what I was trying to tell them. Mm-hmm. Come and enjoy the meat sale and bring your stretchy pants. It's going to be great. Instead of saying that, I said, come with your pants on.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you have your pants on.
I would hope they would come with their pants on, but I just can't imagine someone in their car being like, why is this radio DJ telling me to come with my pants on to Ivy when that's probably the rules?
I have a similar thing where I just like was a flub of words because that happens. You talk for that long and something's going to happen. I was at a gas station. I was actually just a street teamer at this point, and they were like, here you go. Like, let's talk about
Here's
where
the
we're
microphone,
at.
Taylor.
This is your chance. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. So we're talking about some of like the food sales that the gas station had going on. And one of those things was gizzards.
Okay.
Which they have a gas station. And I don't even know what I was trying to say, but I, for some reason, said that there was a sale on gizzards and lizards. Gizzards and lizards. And I had no idea it happened until afterwards. Somebody turned to me afterward and was like, where are the lizards at right now? Like, they don't have lizards inside the gas station. They got gizzards with no lizards. It was horrifying. It was really horrifying.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone was like, oh, they got lizards.
Where did that come from? I don't know.
It's not our favorite thing to do, talk about our biggest mistakes in radio, but it's those girls in the afternoon hanging out with Mulholland for our birthday, and we're talking about our biggest radio screw-ups. We just talked about ours. I told people to come with their pants on to a grocery store. You told people you could come get gizzards and lizards at a gas station.
With intentions to eat them. That was not right.
That is wrong.
It was very wrong.
Mo, whatever happened to you?
I don't have an on-air one that sticks out in my mind, but I did, like, when I started out, you know, I started, like I said, I did overnights, I did every shift imaginable, and I ran some sports, and I wasn't really a sports person, so I didn't really understand when the breaks would be coming up. Like, I just didn't.
I wouldn't.
It's a lot. Attention. So we had a big radio station, and I worked at night, and I was the only one in the whole building, and I was, you know, running around, like, laying in the production room and doing the fun stuff, and the game was playing, and I was supposed to be, you know, running the controls and making the ads happen and the important things happen, and I didn't. I missed a couple breaks. Like, I dove into the studio because I was running around. I was like, oh, no, it's time for a break, and I dove in the studio, but it was just a hair too late. And then I also missed a legal ID, which I would have gotten in immense trouble if anyone knew that, but pretty sure the statute of limitations, I was pretty young. Mm. So I think I don't think their FCC is going to come get me right now.
I don't know if anybody knows the panic as a radio person of missing something
diving
like that.
In the studio.
The way you sprint through the whole building is horrifying.
Yeah, yeah, like when you know, if you think you can make it to the bathroom and come back in time in like 3 minutes, but then you know that 3 minutes was a little bit longer than you thought.
Way too much.
You become extremely aware of bathroom times, right? Because the length of a song, and you'll be like, I can do this. Uh-huh. Depending on where the bathroom is in the station, you get really good at it.
You do. I've noticed that if there's 45 seconds left, I can do a bathroom break and get back in time.
You are dicey with it. I'm not going to lie. I sweat over here.
She does sweat. She's like, I don't know if we're going to make it back, but she's going to make it back in time. We might have to move some things around.
We'll find out. We're celebrating 2 years of Those Girls in the Afternoon being on the air at Z102.9. Obviously, we got to bring in some guests for a week-long slumber party, and it's Throwback Thursday. We have Z102.9 alum Mulholland in the house.
I do still work here. I just want to clarify.
On-air alum.
I'm not a DJ anymore, but I do still work here.
She's still very much involved here, all right? So part of the slumber party fun that we've been having is playing a game. So we wanted to play Two Truths and a Lie with Mo, which is also kind of like, how well do you really know the people you work with? Because you never know.
Yes.
Good luck. Okay. Number one. I eat ice cream with a fork. Number two, my name was going to be Clayton. And number three, I once shared chips with Kirk Ferentz.
Now, are we picking the lie?
You pick the lie. I know she had shared chips with Kirk Ferentz.
That seemed legit to me.
Mm-hmm. The Clayton one, I don't know about. And
doesn't she have some kind of food thing, like with a fork? Why does that sound familiar to me?
Yeah. So do we want to say the Clayton
one? We're going to say the Clayton one is a lie.
Is a lie.
You're wrong. What? My name was going to be Clayton if I was a boy.
Okay.
Oh.
And I do eat ice cream with a fork because I don't really like spoons. I have never shared chips with Kirk Ferentz, but I'm glad you think I did.
Oh, really?
No.
Why did I thought for sure. I'm like, well, that that's obvious.
Well, that's true. A miss on his part.
Where do you think I'm going to dinner with Kirk Ferentz?
Well, why not?
I wish. I don't know.
Clayton. All right, I'll go next. Pete Davidson knows what time my birth control alarm goes off. I'm secretly engaged. I met a celebrity with my shirt on backwards.
Well, you know better than I.
I do, and I'm not going to lie. I think I know what the lie is.
What is it? You tell me, because I
know, because we were both at the Pete Davidson show when he was in Cedar Rapids. Her alarm went off during the show.
Okay.
Loudly on her phone, and they had those like lock bags. So that is true.
Okay. That one seemed like it.
You met a bachelor, like a guy who was on The Bachelor with your shirt on backwards, or someone? No, it was somebody at a fair, a musician. And I don't think you're secretly engaged because you got way too big.
I was going to say secretly engaged because you'd be very vocally engaged.
No. Yeah. No.
Correct. You're right. I would be very vocally engaged 100%. And you were right. It was The Bachelor.
That's what I thought.
You were right. I wore my shirt on backwards when he was at the airport. And I realized it when it was my turn to meet him. And I was like, hi, bye.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well.
He doesn't remember.
He doesn't remember.
He wouldn't even know.
Definitely not.
All right, Mo.
I graduated college in 3.5 years. There was a role I really wanted. It was a lead role in a play. And I shaved my head to get it. And I got it, by the way. And my brother and I have the same birth.
I don't think she'd shave her head. If she likes makeup so much, I don't think she'd do it.
I think she commits to the bit.
You do?
I do.
I think her brother and her don't have the same birthday.
I agree. Number three is the lie.
Number three is the lie.
No, that is the truth.
What? You did not. Which one's the lie?
The lie is the shaved head.
Oh, I really could have imagined
but
you
I
doing
could,
that.
I would totally do it.
For the role?
I would have committed to the bit. But no, my brother and I only have two siblings, two brothers. So there's only three kids in my family. And the oldest.
You would?
I'm the youngest. My brother's the oldest. We have the exact same birthday 12 years apart.
Weird.
What?
I know.
And you would shave your head for a part?
Now I don't know. Uh-huh. But then, for sure, I would.
Special effects has come a long way.
You gotta commit, man. Yeah.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I can't tell you how many times I have said to people, oh my God, I'm so glad we did not have TikTok when we were in school.
Mm-hmm.
Or college or anything. I don't know. The more technology that comes out, the more I'm like, man, that's got to be tough for kids in school.
I'm also glad that Instagram really wasn't popular until I was like a junior or senior.
Yeah.
Because they make bully accounts on there. So I've heard.
Bully accounts on anywhere. There's so many mean comments on TikTok. I'm just like, oh man, that's got to be a whole different experience than we even had.
Imagine what kids these days have to deal with bullying online.
Mm.
I mean, we had it bad, but I can't imagine how much worse it is now.
Well, thanks.
Oh God, is it bad?
No, it's not. It's not about bullying at all, which, yes, that is a problem, but
I thought maybe we were going there. Sorry.
No, there are some professors and teachers who are embracing all of the social media and they're using it in the classroom, which I do think that's kind of cool. And there's this assignment that's gone viral on TikTok because it's called the Go Viral Assignment. So if you've caught this, obviously it's a college class, so maybe it could be a number of different
students.
We're
taking a class in college to go viral?
Yeah, I don't know what the class is because nobody seems to mention what it is. I don't know if it's marketing or social media or something along those lines. But the one that I saw was this girl named Aubrey, and she introduces herself. She's a sophomore in college, and she said she has an assignment called Go Viral. In order to get 100 on this assignment, 100%, you have to go more viral than anyone else in the class. On top of that, everybody else's grade is based off the person with the most amount of views and likes. So it's graded on a curve, right? So if somebody gets 200,000 likes and then somebody, poor Sally, gets 2.
Oh my God.
That's really going to affect the lowest person's grade and everybody in between. So I did a little like digging on this because this Aubrey girl had like 200,000 likes.
So sounds like she's going to do pretty good.
Yeah. Just by standing there and being like, hi, I'm Aubrey. This is what's going on. I really need your help. I would really appreciate if you liked and commented on this video. That was it. So then I was searching Go Viral assignment. I found two other people and they did the exact same thing. hi, my name is Sam. I'm in this class and I have to go viral. So I'd really appreciate. I'm like, you guys, why are
you? Do something viral.
That's what I'm saying. So I want to know what you would do if you had to go viral for your class and your grade depended on it.
Instantly, I think of what we've already done at the station, which was dump mayonnaise on my head. I'll do that again.
You would do like some crazy stunt.
Do something crazy. I won't eat anything like Tide Pod. That was stupid. Something stupid like that. But I'll do something like that's fun and safe.
Okay. Like mayonnaise on the head.
Yeah, why not? What are you doing?
I'm going to be the one dumping the mayonnaise on your head.
And that's going to get you viral.
Exactly.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
So you've been hearing our new coworker, technically our new boss, Chad, on the Z airwaves. We noticed something strange about him. We need to talk about it.
Well, no, we didn't notice it. He kind of brought our attention to it. I don't even know
what
happened.
Is that even more strange then?
Well, because, you know, everybody like moves into the office a little bit differently. Maybe mm-hmm. you put a photo of your family on your desk or, I don't know, you bring in your own lamp. Or
yes.
you could be like Chad and have a snack drawer.
He has an entire snack drawer and he was showing it off today.
Yeah, because I don't really know. I think we were just chatting and you were saying you were hungry or needed a snack.
I walked down the hallway and I asked you guys if you eat SpaghettiOs cold or if you heat them up. And he goes, hey, come over here. I got a snack drawer. If you ever need it, girls, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what?
First of all, I love that.
I appreciate it.
I also have, I mean, we have hidden our candy jar because we got people in this building that help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to be like, not only do I also have a snack drawer, help yourself. He's not locking that thing up. I would lock it up because it was stocked.
It had so many great things. There was an apple pie that you could just heat it up, you know, and you would have nice warm apple pie. There was animal crackers.
Easy Mac. I saw that from the other side of the room.
Potato chips. I mean, this thing is stocked, okay? And then I asked him, it's like, hey, can I break into your office and grab whatever I want whenever I want? He said, absolutely. Our boss just gave us the A-OK to break into his office and, is it even stealing? Take a snack?
No, because he said it's for anybody. Here's the problem is it's in a filing cabinet, so you look really suspicious to anybody else walking by.
Yeah, because the filing stuff, the papers are in front of it.
So it looks like you're digging.
It looks like we're going through his paperwork, but really, I just want an easy man,
bro. I just wanted an animal cracker. I am so glad that my time of FaceTime dates with my boyfriend Curly is coming to an end. He's on his way home currently right now, which means I don't have to FaceTime him
tonight.
Are you
watching his like Life 360 or something?
No, I'm not kidding. 2 minutes ago, he said that he was on the road. So.
Oh, okay. He is now passing.
I could if you wanted me to, but nobody cares about that. So he's been out of town for the last couple of nights doing some work trainings or whatever. So we've been FaceTiming at night because we don't really text a lot during the day. Just catching up and eating dinner together over FaceTime. And I told you a couple days ago, this could not be my lifestyle. If you do this and you're long distance, good for you. But he was asking to see the cats before he even wanted to talk to me. And then last night, it just went to a whole other level, okay? Because
don't tell me he was trying to kiss you on FaceTime.
No, that's gross. I would literally barf. I'm sorry. That's so cringy. No, and you know what? I know you're going to take his side because you just are.
Him and I are two peas in a pod.
Why am I on FaceTime while you're taking a trip to the toilet?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I'm like, would you like to come back?
My dude.
No, I need somebody to keep me company. The cats aren't here. And I'm like, okay, this is
my dude.
The least romantic thing. Can't do this anymore.
My dude.
Yeah.
That's my guy right there. I do it. I've done it with you on FaceTime. I've done it with you on the phone.
On the phone is one thing because I don't have to see it.
Girl, if I knew, you know what? If I knew our coworkers wouldn't turn me into HR, I would leave this bathroom door unlocked. But God forbid they would turn me in.
Well, because respectfully, nobody wants to see that. Sorry.
I love the bathroom door open. Oh, that's my favorite thing. It makes me so much more comfortable.
More comfortable.
Yes, okay. It does.
I'm talking to the wrong person.
That's what I'm saying. My guy. my guy.
I will not be answering FaceTimes from you anytime soon.
Curly, give me your number. I'll FaceTime you tonight while I'm on the pod.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a really great way for you to bond.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I just realized something.
What?
Isaac came over into the studio from 1600 ESPN.
Yeah.
Also a street teamer here on Z102.9.
Right.
We'd like to share. He didn't say happy birthday to us.
Okay, because you're being a little sensitive. Our birthday isn't actually until Monday.
I'm not being sensitive.
You're being a little sensitive.
I think he owes us an apology.
I think you can hound him on Monday on our actual day of birth.
All right, great. You better bring us cake or something. I don't know.
Now we're talking.
Speaking of cake, that's kind of the theme for tonight's trivia question. A survey found the emails at work that we most look forward to are pay stub.
Yeah.
A heads up about a birthday cake in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
And this. What is it?
Can somebody do that, by the way?
What?
Email about a birthday cake in the kitchen.
Well, I can because I was going to make us one next week. Did you know that?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, I was going to make us cupcakes. Surprise.
I'll eat them. Okay. I'm not bringing anything. I'll eat them.
Okay. Thanks for volunteering.
Anyways, I will take care of eating it. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I wasn't asking you to, but okay. To help, but all right.
That's my contribution.
Okay.
She bakes, I eat it.
A survey found the emails at work that we most look forward to are pay stubs, a heads up about a birthday cake in the kitchen, and this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question. A survey found the emails at work that we most look forward to are pay stubs, a heads up about a birthday cake in the kitchen, and this. What is it?
You can still text in your guess to 319-200-1029. But so far, 1101 said, you can go home early.
I would think that's a bad thing. Why you want me to go home early? See, my anxiety is going through the roof.
I don't know. Like, I'm thinking if you're somebody that works like Christmas Eve.
Have I been annoying?
Probably. I don't know. If it's Christmas Eve and they're like, hey, head out early for the day. Happy holidays. That's the best.
What if it was like, I don't know, a random Thursday?
I don't know. They're like, I've had enough of you today. Go home.
See, that's what I start. My mind starts wandering.
Could be that, I suppose.
Maybe I need to start being more annoying.
Maybe so you get sent home early.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
0642 said vacation time approved.
It's a good feeling, especially if it just gets approved and there's no, well, what about this?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, could we take it from 5 days to four?
No.
You just get it approved, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
It's a glorious feeling. 2038 said, you're getting a bonus.
I want them to tell me it. I don't want an email.
Oh, you want it in person?
Tell it to my face.
So you can cry or scream? I don't know why.
I don't know. I just,
an email's cool.
Really? I want to hear it. I want to hear that money come from your mouth. I don't know.
Weird. What a weird thing to say. I'll take an email with a cat meme, like throwing money, throwing dollar bills.
What?
I don't know. I think that's fun too.
I'm just going to send you that now.
Oh, so that I think I'm getting a bonus and it's just a cat meme throwing money. I'll catch on to that really quick, unfortunately.
It'll look like a scammy email because everyone gets those scammy emails that look like they're from HR, but really they're not from HR.
Yeah, but it's from you. Your name's in your email.
It's like HR email, and it's like, you need to turn in your social security number. And it's like, I know you ain't HR. But it's going to be me.
I'm just saying, I'll block sender real quick. You're going to have a hard time getting a hold of me.
Tonight's trivia question. A survey found that emails at work that we most look forward to are pay stubs, a heads up about a birthday cake in the kitchen, and this. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I'm going to send you that cat meme tomorrow.
Like, you can do it once, and I'll think it's funny, and then I'll get annoyed. It's not funny anymore. Unless you're paying. You can provide my bonus. That's fine.
No. Those girls in the afternoon, week-long celebration of our birthday.
Our poor mother, a week of labor. It makes sense now.
Oh, Z102.9, mother.
Sorry about that. I don't know.
I don't know what else to say. Hopefully you got an epidural. I don't know.
Yeah.
It probably wore off after, like.
Probably.
You know?
And that's all I know about childbirth.
We Next. Don't know much more. Next. You're talking to two people who don't know anything about that.
No.
Anyways, moving on. Thanks, trivia question. A survey found that emails at work that we most look forward to are pay stubs, a heads up about a birthday cake in the kitchen, and this. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
We really look forward to an email with a good piece of gossip.
Oh.
Like, psst. Did you hear Joseph was making out with Tracy in the bathroom? I don't know.
Y'all are bold if you're emailing that.
Well, that's my thing is, like, who will be emailing gossip in general? Because receipts?
That's what I'm saying. Paper trail. You can't be doing that.
Why would you do that?
Same thing with,
can,
like,
your bosses access your email?
I mean, probably they have the right to, I believe. I don't know that they are unless they have a reason
if
to.
If they have access to my email, all I'd be sending is memes to my coworkers of Post Malone, so no gossip here.
Yeah, mine's just like, I call everybody queen, so I stay on everybody's good side, and...
Mine is bad grammar and Post Malone memes. What more do you want of me? No gossip here. Hers is just queen every 2 seconds.
Probably equally as alarming as the gossip, to be honest.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.